All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, I tell you right now, it's a win-win situation for everybody involved, as Charlie Strong is now the new head football coach of the South Florida Bulls. Strong replaces Willie Taggart, who surprisingly left South Florida not that long ago to become the new head football coach of the Oregon Ducks. And I'll tell you right now, like I said before, this is going to be a win-win situation. You look at Charlie Strong, he got his first crack at being a head football coach in 2010 when he took over the Louisville Cardinals program. And in 4 years at Louisville, he led them to a record of 37-15. And during Strong's time as the head football coach at Louisville, he sent a lot of talent to the National Football League. Most notably, quarterback Teddy Bridgewater of the Minnesota Vikings, safety Calvin Pryor of the New York Jets, and wide receiver Devontae Parker of the Miami Dolphins. Now, Strong left Louisville in 2013 to become the head football coach of the Texas Longhorns, and it simply never worked out for Strong in Austin. In 3 years there, he was only able to compile a record of 16-21, and Texas only made one bowl appearance. That was in his first year. The Longhorns never finished a season with a winning record. They got off to a strong start this year, but they fizzled coming down the stretch. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back for Strong during his tenure at Texas was losing on the road to the Kansas Jayhawks. But I'll tell you right this. As far as Strong's time with Texas went, yes, it did not work out. There were people there that respected him, but at the end of the day, you have to win games. I totally get that. I'm not sure if Charlie Strong had the full support of everybody at Texas. That is not going to be the case at South Florida, as they are going to welcome him with open arms. Number two, I think this is a big-time hit for South Florida, and I'll tell you why. Charlie Strong has deep, and I mean deep, recruiting ties within the state of Florida. You go back from 2003 to 2009, Strong was the defensive coordinator of the Florida Gators, and during his time there, they won a pair of national championships, as long with sending a lot of talented players to the NFL. Strong knows how to recruit the state of Florida. Even when he was at the University of Louisville, he was able to get players like Bridgewater to come from Florida to Louisville. So I tell you right this, he's going to be the guy that's going to go to South Florida, go to areas in Tampa, go to Eastern Florida, Northern Florida, Central Florida, and South Florida, and get quality players. He might not always get the five-star guys, but he's going to get quality players with a five-star guy or two sprinkled in here or there. And he's going to get them to come to South Florida, and they're going to play an exciting brand of football. He has some holdovers from Taggart's time there. You look at quarterback Quentin Flowers along with linebacker Augie Sanchez, and these are two of the better players at their respective positions in the American Athletic Conference. And just when people thought that South Florida was about to take a back seat once again in the AAC, I guarantee you they are definitely going to be in the title discussion in 2017. So this is a big time hit for South Florida, a big time hit for Charlie Strong, and I think a big time hit for the American Athletic Conference overall, because this is a conference that has seen their fair share of head coaches leave. We saw Matt Rhule leave Temple this year to take over Baylor. Of course, Tom Herman left Houston to take over Texas. Willie Taggart left South Florida to take over Oregon. And then even going back to last year, Justin Fuente left Virginia Tech, left Memphis to take over at Virginia Tech. Bringing a guy like this and Charlie Strong in, this is definitely going to give some more respectability to the AAC. To me, I think it is one of the more underrated conferences in the nation due to the fact that they are not a Power Five. But Charlie Strong will be at the forefront of a South Florida Bulls program that will be a team to be reckoned with in 2017, and I would not be shocked if they would push for a New Year's Six Bowl invite as having the best record and ranking of the non-Power 5 conferences. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.